A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. There were three geeks with a shared experience of seeing the same movies in different cities at different cinemas. As they grew up, they found more geeks in more cities with different but similar experiences. These are their stories. We bring you the Star Wars Special Edition of the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast. Without further ado, our first Star Wars story is by Doug Sidney. The extra voice is executive producer Paul Hansen, who was fire tender in podcast 16. So, Doug, here's a part that we will take out for later.
Okay.
We have a sidebar podcast project.
Okay.
That will never, ever fucking get released.
Because you keep having people over to our house. How do you feel about Star Wars? Do you have any stories about it?
I do.
Do you love it? Do you hate it?
Tell us
all about Star Wars.
I don't love it, nor do I hate it.
Okay.
I did see the Star Wars films with my dad. My dad took us to see them when we were young, and I remember not really resonating with them at the time. And I remember also my dad, my parents are great. I have wonderful parents. My dad took a lot of films when my sister and I were growing up, when we were all growing up. And they were in the 70s, they were on reels.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a short reel. It was like 20 minutes of the Star Wars film.
Nice.
And it was...
So he was bootlegging it?
No. It was something that he was able to purchase.
You can buy it. I've seen...
Okay. Yeah, and you set up the film projector, and we had a screen down in the basement.
Yeah.
You pull it down.
Yeah. So we're talking pre-VHS.
And this was like 15... Thing, yeah. It was probably 12 minutes, but I was a little kid, so it felt like 20 time. Minutes or whatever.
Yeah. Started.
And I remember it was a scene where R2-D2 and C-3PO... who was the gold with the
C-3PO?
Okay, thank you.
Proof you're not a Star Wars fan.
that's okay. It's okay.
Something happened to C-3PO where I think his he was separated with from his wires or something.
Yeah, he was torn apart.
And he spoke in that voice that just makes you feel so much compassion for him. You know, because his character never got upset, and he always had this tremendously compassionate disposition on life. And maybe this is just how I recall it. But that made me so sad. I didn't ever want to watch that because as a little kid, it made me so sad that this was happening. And I remember in Empire Strikes Back or whatever, when they have that Jabba the Hutt scene at like a bar or whatever,
yeah,
just creeped me and weirded me the hell out. And I just kind of disconnected from it then.
Wow.
But I did have all the Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
And and I played with them often, and I had a Star Wars comforter on my bed.
Nice.
Was it the blue one?
It was the light blue one with the poster concept designs. And my story is about 5 years ago for Christmas, I was given a t-shirt from Bloomingdale's from my cousins, and the t-shirt didn't fit. And so I brought it back to try to find, you know, a different size. And they didn't have the size in that t-shirt, but they said, you can pick out any other t-shirt you want. Well, I was looking through, and what did I see but that the t-shirt with the exact logo from that was on my comforter on this t-shirt. And I was like, oh, hell yes, I have to have that. So to this day, I do have a really cool Star Wars t-shirt.
Nice.
And Star Wars, as probably with most American kids growing up in our generation, they were a big part of my childhood because I played with the toys, and they had one of those. what was it? It had the big curve things and the little ball thing in the middle. It was a flyer, you know.
The TIE fighters?
Yeah. And that toy,
Darth Vader's.
That toy, the wings could fall off.
Right.
Click something. Yeah. And it got hit or whatever.
I had that one. That. Yeah.
And then the thing that the desert, the burgandy desert thing. That,
yeah, the land speeders. I had a land speeder too.
Yeah. And you know what? I went to the Science Museum with Emily. She took me there for my birthday.
And we should tell
years
you,
ago.
Emily Fradenberg.
And Emily Fradenberg.
When they had the Star Wars exhibit.
They had the Star Wars exhibit.
That was cool.
And it was so cool.
Yeah. I know, right?
One thing I liked about seeing those is you look at that stuff and you're like, God, it just looks so cheap.
Yeah.
Some of the props and stuff like that, where it's really cheap. They just look like chintzy.
Yeah, well, when you see it in real life, but it's the lighting and the context.
Yeah.
When they shoot it, I mean, just like your guys' sets when you build stuff. I mean, you build stuff out of cardboard and this that and random pieces. Yeah. Well, you said cat litter things or whatever.
Crap,
you know,
crap you find.
Yeah, and so, but I mean, in the context of your films, it's awesome. But yeah, it's like now as kids, we saw these huge sci-fi epics, and then you actually see this stuff. It's like, really? It was just some paper wrapped around a stick.
Yeah, exactly. Like you go back when they had that in Vegas, they had that Star Trek The Experience, right? And you go in there and they had the little timeline you walk through, and it had all the props and costumes and stuff as you walk through it. You see some of this crap and you're like, God, that looks terrible up close. It just looks cheap, and you can tell it's like a salt shaker or whatever.
I got news.
And you're
even the communicator badges are shit.
Yeah, you'll look at it, but that, like you said, it's that the magic of filmmaking.
Right, exactly.
You know? And that's what I always love about movie making as an art, is that you can create something really awesome out of something really, like you mentioned it before earlier, it was, you know, these like pieces of, look at that, see that? That's just like a milk topper or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, look at that.
Yep.
Or like the buttons on some of our spaceships were Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like stuff like that. It's like it's just
awesome.
It just works, but they're just candy.
Leave us alone, and it was cheap.
And that's
we don't make money doing these films.
Yeah. So I mean, that was that's the thing about film. I always thought was really cool was that you can take something and, you know, I mean, it's like it's sort of that same illusion you get of things being bigger and more grand. It's like when you go to say a football game or something, right? You watch it on TV. You watch a football game, and the stadiums just look gigantic. And then you go to it, and it really doesn't seem that big.
Yeah.
It feels smaller.
Or for me, when I remember gaining an actual appreciation of what cinematography meant, because up until I sort of learned and realized what cinematography was, I had this
I don't actually know what that word
false
means.
False.
You're right, you don't.
Not before this movie. There was basically one way to shoot movies and to shoot shots. You set the camera up this way, and you do it like this, and you make sure everyone's in it, you know, and that's what you do. Little did I know that there are so many different things that you can do with cinematography. You can shoot overhead. You can shoot looking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I thought, it was all about what the camera is capturing. But it's not that at all. It's the artist behind the camera that's setting that up, and it's seeing these things. You know,
yeah, you have to have the eye too.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and know what your tools do.
That's another discussion altogether too. But I feel as though DPs are born. So being a podcast rookie,
no, that's okay.
Why the Star Wars question?
Because we heard a couple of really interesting stories that didn't really have a good place in the podcast, so we pulled them out, and we thought, we'll save this for later. So now we ask everybody for a cool Star Wars story.
I like
it.
It
gets pulled out and it's going into a different file.
I like these little traditions that you have.
For this next segment, we're setting the Wayback Machine all the way back to November of 2011 with our guest, Katherine Hansen. If you hear any extra voices in the background, those were our fire tenders, Tori and Tara Fox.
So, Catherine, just to sidebar us here for a second, because apparently I steer the bus and we're going off the base. Everyone to this point has talked about...
Crap, we made it to Canada by now.
I know, right? Everyone to this point has talked about Star Wars. Do you have anything to say about Star Wars?
Me?
Yes.
You love Jar Jar Binks?
I mean, the first three or the second three, you know...
I love Star Wars.
George Lucas.
Thought at the time, of course, that Carrie Fisher in the gold bikini was the hottest thing ever.
Hell yeah. Well, that goes without saying.
My friend Jeremy once had a Star Wars party, and I tried to go as, I think her name is Ula, the
the dancer
with the tentacles on her head.
Yep, she's all green and blue.
Yep. I went as her.
Do you have any photos?
I do not.
What? No slash dot. No slash dot.
No, I was going to put it on the podcast.
In college, I did wait in line all day for the episode one. All
right.
And we were very close in line. I guess that's all I have to say. I mean, I like Star Wars a lot.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. But it didn't change your life like it did previous podcast guests?
No strong feelings.
There's no bigger Star Wars fan than Sherv.
That's true.
Definitely a part of me. I loved on Thanksgiving going to my cousin's house because they had the Ewok playset, and that was awesome.
That's rad.
That,
no, it was
that
so
is a total 80s reference movie. Right there.
But we had a lot of the other playsets, and we had the Frozen Han Solo, which is
awesome. That is awesome.
Did you have the full size? Did you have the full size Millennium Falcon?
You have to say lambent.
It was so lambent.
There you go.
Did you have the full-size Millennium Falcon?
No.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon was cool.
Had a little... had a lot of figures. We
That's
had a lot
really
of
awesome.
Figures.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask, you know, for the special edition Star Wars-only podcast.
Yeah, really.
Well, I'm not joking.
The Mimoverse Bonfire podcast tribute to yes. the films of...
I was just going to say, in Star Wars, I actually never saw episode 2 or 3. All I saw was episode 1.
Huh.
Interesting. That I would have given up too. Mm. There were many years that Chris and I would tease each other with Jar Jar Binks.
It's true. Many
you years. Still do. Still,
that's true. He's,
that's why I keep bringing really up Jar Jar Binks.
I forgive
those two.
You. I didn't wear the
hat.
Ish.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was C-3PO one year.
But you were Jar Jar Binks?
I wore the costume, but I refused to wear a mask. I'm like, Dad, I look ridiculous.
That's Tori, by the way.
I have awesome. A picture of me getting a birthday cake when I was like 5.
That was Tara.
R2-D2.
That's awesome.
My grandma made it.
I used to have a C-3PO cookie jar. It was my favorite cookie jar.
I still have a Yoda like pen holder jar by my desk.
Ooh.
You take
is that the
pens
mug?
Out of his head.
Did or you, is it a proper like?
It's like a cup? Mug, but yeah,
oh, okay.
I put a lot
oh,
of
that's
pens.
Awesome.
You know what? And Ruby's got you all beat. You want to know why?
Why?
She has a Chewbacca backpack.
I do have the Chewbacca backpack. Oh,
oh, Tara and Tara and Tori both have it too. So.
No. You may wonder, after listening to all of our episodes, how podcasts come together. This was clipped right out of Podcast 20 with Rachel Grubb. The extra voice is fire tender Mitch Gonzalez. The situation is, Rachel offhandedly mentioned midichlorians in common conversation, and that spun us off.
But he was scarier when we didn't
exactly.
know why he did it.
And that was the whole point of it. It's like, well, the Leek, they're just evil. That's what they are. That's the
well,
way they
we
are.
We have dark hair.
Exactly.
What do you expect?
You wear dark leathery clothes. You're
yeah,
evil.
We wear dark leathery clothes. We have long dark hair. What else are we going to do?
That's right. You're bad.
Yeah.
You shoot people with arrows. I mean, it's just...
It's like having the dark Stetson.
Exactly.
That's
you're
the
you're the man in black. You're the bad girls, yes. You know? And that was it. It was like there is no explanation. You don't need an explanation. They're just bad. That's how
right.
they are.
Right. There's no midichlorians.
Exactly.
Oh no.
Right into the story.
Right into George Lucas land.
Okay, we're gonna pause. All right. We ask our very special guest to tell a story about Star Wars for a podcast for later. So if you have a story about Star Wars, for Star Wars, remembering Star Wars, thinking about Star Wars.
How you felt when you saw the Phantom Menace.
How you felt when you saw when he broke your heart.
Yes.
You don't have to tell it now.
Oh, I can. I can think of one.
Because we have this mythical Star Wars
it's
podcast
not mythical, it's
that
real.
They've been talking about for
it's
over
real.
A year now,
it's
which
real.
Is that everyone, because everyone always ends up talking about Star Wars because we're all nerds of around the same
yeah.
age. So we apparently they've been pulling out those stories and there's like yeah. going to be this like magical podcast where it's like all the yeah. Star Wars stories.
This part that we're talking right now won't be released in this podcast for February.
It'll
be put in
yeah,
the podcast later.
Thing. I just want to hear it because there's going to be so many different people.
Now, I know.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
So it's going to be 4.5 hours long. Ugh. Anyway, sorry, Rachel, go ahead.
Well, no, I saw Star Wars. I think I was like a year old when the first one came out. So I mean,
me
I
too.
Like, I had. You
me
know,
too. We're
babies.
The same age.
They're babies.
Oh.
Yeah. We're
I'm old.
You have far fewer grays than I do, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, I dye my hair.
Okay, but so you don't actually know.
I don't know. So I had, you know, I had like all the action figures and stuff, and my brother and my sister, my littlest one hadn't been born yet, my littlest brother, not my, I don't have any kids. But we, you know, grew up with that. We had the coloring books and everything, and we like loved Star Wars. And when I was, I think I was like maybe about 10 years old, George Lucas was on a TV show, and people were sending in questions to ask him, and then said, this is a question from, and they listed about 100 people, and said, will there be another Star Wars? And he said, yes, probably by the time you grow up. And I said, damn it, I probably won't even like Star Wars by then. But then it came out, and I still did like Star Wars, and I was still a really big Star Wars fan. So I was so excited, and I had to see it, you know, the first night that it came out, and was sadly really disappointed. because it was, I mean, it's, you know, I definitely don't think it's like the worst movie ever made or anything, but it's just like, I felt like there should have been a lot of, I don't know, like when you're reading a story that's like about the origin story of Bruce Wayne and you see like stuff from his past and you have like all these like aha moments, like, oh, that's how he, you know, became like this. And that's like, this is the origin of Darth Vader, and it's just about this little kid who's just racing this thing.
And he's doing pod racing and whatever.
Yeah, it's just stupid. Not, I mean, like, this isn't Star Wars, and it didn't have all of the, you know, and a lady that I work with was like making fun of people who had to go and see the new Star Wars on the first issue. I don't understand what the big deal is. It's still going to be in the theater. And I was like, you know, I've been waiting since I was little. And I thought, I didn't think I was even going to be interested in seeing Star Wars. I'd been waiting for years. I was not going to wait one more day. And she says, so you're a Trekkie then?
Oh!
Oh! At which point you throttled her.
Good story. Good punchline.
That is awesome.
Very cool.
It was heartless. I was there at midnight, and I was sat there, and you know, the level just kept getting lower and lower. I was like, you gotta be kidding me, really.
Yeah, I know. And it just, I mean, because, you know, like I said, I don't think it was the worst thing. The third one wasn't even, it was all right even. But
I think the third one's probably the best out of them all, maybe.
The third one? Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think so. Well, the third one, because it had Darth Vader as Darth Vader, and that was pretty cool. Even with the no,
that was the best part of the whole movie, and it wasn't good.
No, it was not. But I'm really excited about the next one.
I hope it's good.
Is that now? J.J. Abrams is doing.
Yes,
this.
He is. He's going to.
I'm on the fence about
but
this.
The thing is, he's a real Star Trek or Star Wars fan. Apparently, that's his.
Which I think that George Lucas was not so much of a Star Wars fan.
I don't think he's a Star Wars fan anymore.
I think he was kind of. He didn't really love it, and I think that's why it was so bad, because he just kind of was doing it because everyone expected him to do it. But like J.J. Abrams, like, loves Star Wars, so I think it's going to be great.
And I think he got to the point too where he had the, you know, the technology to do what he wanted to do with the computer graphics. I think that was part of the impetus, I think, of him doing it. He says, okay, I can do all the stuff I wanted to do in the beginning, and maybe that was part of it. He's going to play with his toy box. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't there for me.
We just watched the People versus George Lucas on Netflix.
I want to see that.
It's actually not bad, but just be prepared for all the haters, because there's a lot of like, whoa, there's a lot of people who hate this.
You read any form?
It's all basically, the whole movie exists to basically bash George Lucas.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it explains a lot of things that we all haven't put words to, but we all feel, and to varying levels of the way these people feel about it. But the part that really got me was they start to bring in, like, you know, when Ted Turner started to colorize original movies and the blah blah blah, there was one man who stood up in front of everybody, God and everybody, and he said, you shouldn't do this, you gotta save these things the way they're made and released and the blah blah. His name was George Lucas.
Well, that's the reason I didn't
bother. And I was like, oh, it burns.
Yeah.
It burns.
Well, that's the reason I didn't. I want to buy the Blu-ray box set, but I will not buy the Blu-ray box set because the original versions aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
But I think my theory with George Lucas is he got trapped in Star Wars. That I recently rewatched American Graffiti. It's a great film. I mean, it's a great film.
So is THX, even though it's.
I haven't seen that in a while.
It's a little weird.
But when I saw it was. Well done. It was that Stark 70s kind of vibe, and I really like that. But I think he got trapped in Star Wars. Everything he had to do after that was measured against Star Wars, and he had to do it. And he never did anything after. I mean, he wrote Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is, he didn't direct it, but that was a great movie. and he just got trapped, I think.
They also said in this
maybe
movie,
bitter.
They said in this movie that like he spent so much time with other people telling him no, and other people telling him this is the movie you should make, and other people telling him like edit it this way, that maybe he just got out on a like fine, well, my movie, I think fine,
had,
mine.
I think he had too many yes men. No one was standing up to him at a certain point when he was so three, powerful. Yeah, you'd be crazy. No, George, I don't think you should do that, and yeah. It just wouldn't happen.
My whole thing is he needs a buddy.
We're really off the bus.
That's okay.
Up next, we've got a fun little segment for you from Mike Mason, all the way back in podcast 22 from April 2013.
Do you have an amusing Star Wars story for us?
Amusing Star Wars story.
Or even a shitty Star Wars story. That's fine.
I do have kind of an amusing Star Wars story. I think it was my sister dragged me to see The Black Stallion. And rather than watching The Black Stallion, I spent the entire movie playing with my Boba Fett and Luke Skywalker action figure on the seat in front of me, because it had like the big movie screen background. So it was like great backlighting to my little action sequence that I was having between Boba Fett and Luke Skywalker for the entire movie.
That's a girl's movie for sure. Yeah. Good story. Horses.
And the only part of that movie I remember was the girl asking to get a horse and the dad saying, no, I can't get a horse. And the girl kept asking, I want a horse. And the dad saying, no, you can't get a horse. And I turned to my mom and said, why doesn't the dad just say, we'll see? And apparently the whole movie theater heard that and then laughed. And so. Awesome.
Good story. Good story. Well done. All right.
Looks like I get to record two intros in a row. Huh? Thanks, babe.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I'm just trying to drag this introduction out as long as I can.
Oh, my gosh. Get on the bus.
It's like we're doing a real podcast. Anyway, this introduction might be as long as the entire next segment you're going to be hearing. This one comes to us from Steph Mims' podcast, which was podcast number 17 that we released back in November of 2012.
I don't like watching movies at home because I always fall asleep. If I go to the movie, yes,
it's too comfortable.
So if you go to the movies, except Star Wars,
I fell asleep during Star Wars.
Jesus. You were young; it was okay.
I wasn't that young. I just don't like Star Wars.
I mean, if you
Wars.
Fell asleep during 1, 2, or 3, I mean, that's fine.
No, I don't 4. Like. Oh my God. Star Wars. I said it. It's out there.
It's okay.
I like Star Trek and a Doctor Who.
Podcast 13 from June 2012 has another example of how these things organically happen. We were trying to start part 2 of the podcast with Mitch Gonzalez as the guest.
And we're back.
Bon vivant, Mimiverso.
So now is the portion of the show when we talk a sidebar about our favorite Star Wars memory or favorite character or least favorite thing or interesting story you have to tell. Do you have any interesting stories for the Mimiverse about Star Wars?
Did you kiss your first girlfriend at the Jedi? Or?
No. All of a sudden, Anne perked up all of a sudden. There
do
was,
tell, do
no,
tell.
There was no women before Anne, right?
I was probably,
right. Right.
Right, you're absolutely
thank
correct.
You. Okay.
No, just... I think I was,
got your back, Anne.
No, I was too much of a nerd at that point. Come on, me with a girl when Star Wars came out,
women didn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that would be one you'd take a girl to necessarily.
There's some cool girls
to,
I would,
but it didn't happen.
Take to
favorite story? I don't know. I loved the movie. Star Wars was a favorite movie of mine. I collected a bunch of memorabilia. I think one thing I think is the lightsaber. Okay, I read in a magazine that it was made from a Graflex flash gun. So here I am, 13, 14 years old. How am I going to get my hands
with
on
no
it?
Internet?
Right, no internet. How am I going to get my hands on a Graflex flash gun? So
eBay isn't even a good
what
idea
is that?
Yet.
What is that?
It's a it held D-celled batteries, okay. And it was attached to the side of a camera and had a big flash unit on it, and you put a bulb in it.
Oh, okay.
And it was basically the battery chamber for a flash bulb.
Oh.
So I hunted high and low for one. I called all these photographers. I went to photography swap meets. Nope, we don't have that. I finally did make get a hit. One guy, oh yeah, yeah, I've got a couple laying around the house. You do? I got to come out. I want to buy one. So yeah, yeah, come by the house. So I at the time I lived in Castro Valley.
Wait, you're 13 going 13, to some 14. Random well, photographer's no. house? Come mom. Over to my house, little boy, and we'll set up the photography bike. Equipment.
On your
It'll
my,
be our
my
secret.
Mom was with me. And anyway, we drove over to the guy's house to
he counted out the pennies.
And come down into the basement, little boy.
It's a very no. special Different Strokes.
Very.
Come on, you all seen that episode.
Get there and ring the doorbell, and the guy doesn't know, answer the door. And I'm sitting there going, right beyond this door is my lightsaber, and I need to get in there to get this. You know, I'm the total nerding out. Anyway, the guy never opened the door, so I left empty-handed. So I'm sitting there after, I don't know, 6 months of searching, and there was right down the road from my house, seriously, a mile away, there's a photography store that I used to go and buy film. I used to be heavily in photography, had my own darkroom at one point, and shot a lot of black and white, and film back then. And so I'm in there talking to the guy.
You weren't nerdy at all growing up, were you? No. Hey baby, I have my own dark room.
So I'm talking to
this
guy.
Did that work? I mean, did the chicks were like, ooh.
No, it didn't work. I'm talking to this guy. It was Kurt's cameras in Castro Valley. And he's like, I'm saying, you know what? I've been searching for this thing. He goes, I got a box of old stuff. Let me go grab it. So he comes out of this box, and in that box is a Graflex flash gun.
And you
and
heard
I'm
the
looking
angels.
At it. I'm trying not to freak out. I'm going, how much you want for it? Ah, give me $10.
Done and done.
I said, okay, here's $10. So I'll show it to you. I have my Graflex flash gun, which is the actual.
You still have it.
It's in my room right now.
Awesome.
It's the exact.
Lamento.
It's the exact thing they used to make Luke Skywalker's lightsaber they had in Star Wars.
Nice.
And then over the years, I've bought the pieces to add to it to make it, because there's things they had to add to it. So
you're proud, aren't you?
It's
man?
Almost done.
Oh, and what color
it's
lightsaber?
Almost done.
You
what
have?
You're well, no, there's, super there's buying? No,
there's no beam. It's just basically a prop that sits there on a thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's no beam portion of
okay,
it.
Okay, seriously, right what year was it when you bought it? Or what? Roughly, how probably, many years has it been since you bought it?
I've had that probably since 1978,
and it's almost done.
He's been working on Mimiverse films,
no,
okay?
There's one
it
component,
must be perfect.
There's one component left that I have. It just sits there gathering well, dust. I haven't done anything.
Why don't you let years. Everyone
what's,
out there know? What
what's
are
the
you
one
missing?
Component?
There's a row of, I don't know, it'd be these little LED bubbles that slide in this little clamp slot. Mm-hmm. And that's the point, I think, where you might activate it or something. But it's this little thing that slides in there. I think I've seen them online, but I've never bought them.
Well, if anyone has one.
Send them.
Damn it. Buy it for him so he can finish his lightsaber after.
Email the podcast and
20,
we will present it to him.
But no, this is, yeah, I bought it when I was a kid and it just sits on my shelf in there. And it's
35
That's still
years
pretty sweet.
Almost.
But it was a cool story. It's just funny how right there in my backyard is this thing, and I'm searching it all over the place, all over the Bay Area for this thing, and the guy down the road, and you know, that I bought my film from had it in the back. So that's my funny Star Wars story.
I was suddenly struck with the image of him finishing it, and then when everyone leaves the room, just busting out in a full-on like
wow,
lightsaber.
Wow.
Luke, like,
I am your father.
The Jedi
the Star
guy,
Wars kid.
Star Wars kid.
Yeah. I just pictured that for some reason. That's why you don't want to finish it, because you know.
Did you talk into the back of the oscillating fan, too?
Luke.
I probably did, yeah.
I am your father.
I think I probably did that once or twice with the fan.
Well, thank you for that story.
My pleasure.
Okay. So we'll do the and we're back. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Here's another segment we got coming up for you from Steph Mim, yet again. Jeesh, who says it doesn't pay to be married to the director? Anyway, this was from podcast number 8.
This is more of the story.
Uh-huh. Podcast number 8, December 2011, was its release date.
So, one of the things that we talk about in almost every podcast, and it's not going to be any different for you, Star Wars.
Oh my God. You don't have to talk.
This is the
long.
Best part because
you
she rolled her eyes
to
and
go
that's
on
awesome.
Record.
That almost says that's almost speaks volumes.
Do you have a good story about seeing it? Do you have
oh,
an
I have
amusing
a
story about
Star Wars, really?
Yes. Any of the Star Wars movies?
I have never made it through
I'm going to be killed for this. I have, they're going to come hunt me down.
Podcast at saint euphoria.com.
I'm out of the club.
You already said you like Enterprise. So.
I do. I do. And it's Voyager. Okay. And Deep Space okay. Nine. Fine.
Star Wars.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to be killed. Sorry.
You don't have to apologize. We're all nerds here.
Okay, so Star Wars. Judge. I have never, ever, ever made it through the original Star Wars. The Part Star four. Wars from the 70s.
Part 4?
Part 4. Hope.
I have never made it through. I fall asleep every single time, no matter what time of day I try to watch
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
No matter where. We went to the theater when they like did, when was that, honey?
97. Long,
many, many moons ago.
The 97 re-release, the special okay. edition.
So we went early, bought tickets with all the stinky people. And we I'm sorry.
We were in punk funk land.
They
man.
Were stinky. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, they
I
really
don't know. It was just
no,
a bunch
they
of
just really needed showers. Oh, it was so bad. And so we're squeezed in because like you could there was no empty seats.
Oh yeah.
And if popular. There was a fire, we would have been toast. But so we're sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh. I fell asleep by like in the theater, and I never fall asleep in the theater. I fell asleep in the theater after like 10 minutes. I didn't even see,
and it wasn't like the midnight movie or anything.
No, well, no, I don't think so. It was a normal okay. like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock show.
Do you consistently fall asleep in roughly the same spot of the movie?
No. No.
What's the farthest you've ever made it into?
She didn't even know. She didn't
even
care.
I don't know.
That's okay.
I don't like that one. That
Chris,
one's boring.
She's the mother of your children, but consider divorcing her.
That one is boring.
I think you should
okay.
forgive.
You know what forgive. My favorite one is?
And which one? The Ewok one? You like
yes,
the
Ewok one? Yes, with the Ewoks.
Yeah.
And then
Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah. And I love Harrison Ford. And see, that I want to make it through the first one because I like him so much, but I can't make it. I can't.
You own it on DVD, right?
Yes,
I do
tried.
On DVD, yes.
I've yeah. tried. He's tried. He's like, Steph, you got
to
watch
How
it.
Many
like,
times have you tried to watch
it? Oh, my
New
gosh.
Hope.
At least 10. At least.
That's awesome.
I can't.
I have never heard that story before.
Oh,
I love it.
Because it's embarrassing.
I don't like Star Wars either.
People are going to disown.
This is not the Chris Mim.
He doesn't.
No.
Oh, my gosh. This is what's in our one-car garage, is these buckets of all his Star Wars figures.
Did you finally take the stuff home from Mom's?
It's all
yes,
in our garage.
It's all in our garage. That's what's in there. That's what we took out of the...
I was going to say, we moved it from the basement upstairs to the attic.
Yeah.
Okay, so you moved it from the attic
so
to
it's all
your
garage.
That's what's in the garage. And admittedly...
Because I used to take your drum kit.
Admittedly, Steph started that collection.
I did.
She got
I know,
it. She
you,
gave it to
I
me.
I said, these are cute. You should collect them.
Yep.
Oh, bad.
And then all of a sudden, him and Josh were at every Walmart.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, every time they were
and
around a new movie.
And
stuff.
Then Chuck
his brother
got into
Chuck
it.
Got
yep.
him. Oh, my gosh. We have so much.
We could
be rich
impressive.
Selling his Star Wars collection.
We do. I actually do have some pretty rare stuff
mm-hmm.
in very good condition.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you guys were really amazing about finding
but
this stuff.
But what's bad is he had... Oh, he should have saved them. See, sometimes you should hoard and save things because he used to have original figures. He got rid of them.
Yeah, even the well-worn ones are sometimes
yeah.
worth something.
Dear God, no. How have we made it this far into a podcast without bringing up our good friend Jim Norgaard?
I love that guy.
I know, good guy, huh? This one comes from his podcast, February 2012. Extra voices you might be hearing in this particular segment were from Tori Fox, who was the fire tender.
What did you think of Hayden Christensen's performance as Anakin Skywalker?
Let me put it this way. And I can't remember who originally coined this because it probably goes back many years. You have actors and you have movie stars. Hayden Christensen is a very good movie star.
Nice!
That's a lovely thing to say.
Best answer yet. So you think he has no staying power is what you're saying?
Well, where has he been since episode 3?
Hence why I asked the question. We always Zombies. Ask somebody a Star Wars question. And so I just decided to just jump right in. And
you absolutely should. Do you have any great episode 4 or 5 or 6 stories? Because we like those and we disavow 1 and 2 and 3.
I think Phantom Menace is the greatest movie ever made.
You're a fat liar. And or you can have 1 and 2 and 3 stories if they include poop binks.
As much as I hate to admit it, I'm old enough that I was in line you know, for the Twin Cities premiere of Episode 4, the first Star Wars.
God, I wish I could
have been there. It was such a quantum leap in special effects and storytelling over the previous science fiction that had been coming out at that time. The closest that could ever come to it would have been, you know, something predating that, 2001 Space Odyssey. Mm-hmm. To be able to see the original Star Wars in the theater for the first time in that opening scene when Leia's ship is fleeing, and then you've got this big Star Destroyer with the 5.1 Dolby going in all directions.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps coming.
Filling the screen and filling the screen and coming and coming. Oh, man. I mean, that was a rush. That was an absolute high. And, I mean, that turned me into a Star Wars fan for life. I have to say that I've probably bought every version, every re-release, every director's cut.
Awesome.
And I did not mind the prequels. I mean, I find that I'm a little quizzical about why people heap so much abuse on the prequels, other than the fact that naturally there were glad-handing attempts to make huge bushels of money, but
right.
What studio film isn't?
Yeah.
And I mean, I enjoyed 1 through 3, but of course it would not have the same impact as seeing that original one, because the original one just set the bar so much higher for writing, special effects, acting in a sci-fi movie, and storytelling. That was the thing. It was a story well told.
Agreed.
So, very true.
Maybe it's because, and I think we've talked about this on the podcast, because Episode 1 happened in 77, which by my math was 34 years ago, mm-hmm. people tend to have a real romanticized view of it because it's so long ago and it was nothing like it at the time, and it set the precedence for everything that came after it. Mm-hmm. So it was truly groundbreaking, so that's why people hold it in such high regard. There was no way Phantom Menace was ever going to top it.
Well, there also weren't as many drugs in use at that time.
Well, I have to admit that when I was standing in line for the premiere of Episode 4, there
might have been a few people having drugs
being passed around.
Special cigarettes.
Unfiltered. No. That's against the law, Norgard.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
It was a different time. It was a simpler,
you weren't quite bored yet. So
this goes back to my argument the discussion Ruby and I always have about shared experiences, mm-hmm. and how cable and the internet has ruined the world.
Ruined it. That's
while at
true.
The same time made it so that I can make movies. Mm-hmm. It's a double-edged sword.
That is true. Actually, Jim, I have a follow-up question for you, because I was three and I remember seeing it, but being three, did anybody tell you to have special cigarettes when you saw this movie, or did you just happen to know people who might have been doing that at the time, but of course not you?
I didn't inhale.
Very good. Were there people though saying, "Dude, you gotta have a Camel cigarette before you see this movie"? Because there are certain movies that went around when I was in high school and being exposed to certain cigarettes.
Let's do it this way. For anybody who's seen How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. We were very heavily into sandwiches back then.
I understand. So it was happenstance. It wasn't that someone said, "Dude, you gotta have some pizza."
But I also saw it without sandwiches too.
Still pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of Tori Fox, because she was too young to see the first releases of Star Wars, we were teasing her in her superfan episode of May 2012, and this little gem leaked out.
We live in the north. There's lots of aminals that live around near us.
And
you know?
Bigfoot and Yeti.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And we've even got Tauntauns.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's so, Canada. I mean.
Canada's got the Tauntauns.
Do they really? Do people slice them open and sleep inside them too?
Of course.
They smell worse on the inside.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside. I've never seen that movie, though.
No, never not once.
I love Star Trek. Star Trek.
And lastly, but most definitely not least, it is my privilege, ladies and gentlemen, to bring you truly one of the most entertaining stories about Star Wars that we've ever been privy to on this podcast. But hang in there. You got to get through Chris yakking first. You know he does that a lot. This segment came to us all the way back in episode 4, which came out in August of 2011. You're thinking to yourself, who is the guest way back then? I'll tell you. It's the one and only, Mike Cook.
Even Star Wars, I took my kids to see Star Wars at the drive-in 8 times because I loved it, my wife at the time loved it, and the kids loved it. And they were just little kids.
You know, and honestly, seeing Star Wars, the original Star Wars, at the drive-in with my parents is my first memory ever.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Quick story. I remember, and all I remember is my dad taking me and my brother to the bathroom or to the concession stand or something during the fight between Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, no.
And I remember looking up at the screen. He'd already seen it like 5 times. Oh. And we were little, and I think my brother had already seen it a couple times. We were going again to the drive-in that we'd probably already seen it a couple times at, and I was sleeping through. I remember going, and I looked up at the screen at that moment, and I think it was the flashing of the blue and the red, and just that's my first memory ever. Hmm, I was probably pretty cool. 2 years old.
I saw it 35 times.
35 times.
Mitch Gonzalez saw that 35 times.
Because we would go. We would go in.
Oh, sorry. I'm sharing with our fire tender.
We would go in and see
our candle tender.
The first showing of it, and my mom would actually let us sit there 2 or 3 times. And we did this like every weekend.
I hope you paid for that second.
35 times, Mitch said.
No, we just sat in there. And we went and bought popcorn.
Okay, as long as you bought
popcorn. As long as you bought concessions.
I was going to say, because we used to sneak in popcorn. Popcorn and candy bars and crap.
But you know, and we're sitting around here. We're all movie people. We're all in the memberverse, and we all do this. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So we were all influenced by something like this. Other people aren't. You know, in my not Bob Arndt. I'm sure he was influenced by something.
Not.
But I tried to instill that in my kids by taking them to see Star Wars. I mean, they were like 2, 3, 4 years old. You know, in that at the time. So, but they were influenced by that. And my son, especially, he's a big fan of the Mimiverse movies, and he's a big fan of science fiction, and he's a big fan of the Harry Potter things and the Lord of the Rings and all that stuff like that. And just as a little kid, when E.T. came out, this was my crowning moment as a dad. We're sitting in the theater, silence in the theater in Eau Claire. There's a packed house. It's the first week this thing is out, and it's the second time
huge.
I've seen the movie. And I'm bringing Josh with me, a little kid, sitting in the seat next to me. And the scene comes where E.T.'s got the Reese's Pieces, and he walks up to Elliot. It's a quiet theater, and my son goes, "Don't eat him, he probably spit on him." And the theater lost it, and I said, "I love you, son."
Nice.
And he just loves this stuff, and I am just so happy to be able to pass it on. The girls love it too, but they're just not into it as much as my son is. I don't want to slight my kids if they're listening. So,
and can I have one more little story that actually ties into E.T. and Star Wars again?
Go ahead.
With my own dad, I think I'm the same age as your son. Correct?
That's correct.
Yes. My dad took us to go see E.T. at the drive-in, and I remember it distinctly. I fell asleep through the movie. I don't remember the movie at all, but I woke up and my dad was crying like a baby. I mean, just. Oh, he's going, he's just crying. And I'd never really seen it. I was like, "Dad, what's wrong?" He's like, "I'm just so sad." And I remember that distinctly. He was like, "Okay." The other thing was with when Return of the Jedi came out, it was 83.
Yes.
And I was only 7 years old. I was in first grade. And I remember my dad took my older brother and I out of school to go see it.
Shut up.
Really?
And everyone, and it was like, it was funny.
You're the luckiest
no one cared.
Ever.
No one cared. I mean, they were just like, I got
those were different times.
Times. They gave me a note, and I remember my first grade teacher was like, "Oh my God, you get to go see. I'm actually jealous." I remember saying that. She's like, "God, that's going to be super fun." And I remember we went and we stood in line at a theater that's no longer there. And they had a guy as Darth Vader walking up and down the line, which you have a story about that.
I've got a story about that too.
Walking up and down. And I remember standing there and staring at Darth Vader. And I was scared out of my mind. And I was staring at him. And the guy knew it because he kept stopping to stare at me.
Oh.
And I'm just like hiding behind my dad. And I think I remember my dad was laughing. He thought it was hilarious. But yeah. So. On to your story about Darth Vader.
Well, same thing. You know, it was in Eau Claire, and they needed somebody to wear the Darth Vader suit. I got the call So I put the Darth Vader suit. Now, mind you,
who do we know who's a big enough sucker?
Think, of, think, about, the, think about what the weather podcast. Was like in the recent time period here, right before we recorded this. You know, high in the 90s and stuff like that. So I put that black Darth Vader costume on,
made of plastic,
and of course my eyes would fog over. So I had like a handler leading, excuse me, the blind Darth Vader coming through. You know, but I would. They took me to the park where all these kids were playing, and ran screaming from me. Here comes Darth Vader. They took me to the mall. I'm walking up and down the mall. I was emboldened by the whole thing because nobody knew who was in there, right? And I remember I went into Bridgman's ice cream store, and people were like, "Hey, it's Darth Vader here!" And it was all fun and games. And I went through
until you ordered Brickle.
No, I didn't order anything. I was giving out free tickets to the showing, to the grand premiere. And I was also collecting all the tips off the tables.
Nice.
Because I figured Darth Vader would steal everybody's tips.
Yes, he would.
And I made like $18, and they didn't care because they thought it was great.
We find ourselves thanking our podcast guests for their time and opinions, and we would like to thank you for listening to this edition of the podcast and invite you to join us next time for a regular podcast with a brand new guest from the Mimiverse. Until then, follow your path. Don't love your heroes so much that you cheat them of their due, and may the Force be with you. So, I'm walking over to the board. I'm on Mark's thingy. And I'm pressing...